Attorney Allegra Pacheco moved to Israel in 1994 to defend the human rights of Palestinians living under Israeli control. In her commentary this morning, she traces the roots of recent violence in the area to the policy of separation that divides Palestinians from Jews.
In June 1999, while on my way to swim at the Ajami Beach in Jaffa, I passed a campaign billboard promoting the candidacy of Ehud Barak to be Israel's prime minister. Jaffa, formerly a cultural and political center of Palestine, with its cosmopolitan aura and Mediterranean breeze, used to be home to an array of Palestinian professionals, intellectuals, merchants, and artists. But now, most of Jaffa's indigenous population lives in Gazan refugee camps, and the city has become home mostly to impoverished Arabs, rich yuppie Israeli Jews, and soon the multi-million-dollar Paris Center for Peace. And as I near Ajami Beach, the Barak campaign billboard shouts at me from its glorious design, "Peace through separation, us here, them over there." I almost drive into a tree. As the London Observer commented on October 15th, "If Palestinians were black, Israel would now be a pariah state subject to economic sanctions led by the United States. Jewish settlements would be condemned as white-only neighborhoods, and Barak's separation plan called another Jim Crow, or worse, apartheid." Some Middle East analysts mistakenly define separation as a new vision, the result of a breakdown of Oslo's maximum cooperation model. In fact, it has been the mantra of the Labour Party for years. Not only is the separation idea not new, it has been in effect since the early 1990s when the Israeli government implemented the closure of the West Bank and Gaza. For the last 7 years of the Oslo peace process, 99% of all 3 million Palestinians living under Israeli military rule have been effectively segregated from Israelis and Jewish settlers. The Palestinians' freedom of movement completely curtailed and controlled by the Israeli security forces, who issue travel permits only to those Palestinians who satisfy arbitrary Israeli conditions. This is closure. Military checkpoints dot the West Bank, huge barbed wire fences wall in the 1 million residents of Gaza ghetto, creating artificial borders which never existed before. Closure denies Palestinians access to economic, social, medical, cultural, and educational resources, and eliminates the fundamental right to freedom of movement and access to Jerusalem and other religious sites. It was only in 1954 when the United States Supreme Court concluded in Brown v. Board of Education that separate is not equal and can never be. Like segregation, there is no parity in separation. It is aimed only at Palestinians, another form of control and occupation, restricting movement and cutting economic, cultural, social, and medical lifelines. When my friends hear of the separation plan, they say to me, "Hey, why not? Jews and Arabs will never get along. Better to separate them." And yet, haven't the most celebrated political victories of the past century been about tearing down Berlin walls, ending apartheid, and abolishing segregation and Jim Crow laws? History has shown us that peace comes through integration, equality, and dignity for all. And in Israel-Palestine, peace is viable only through those same principles— unification into one truly democratic and secular state where citizenship and rights are no longer contingent on ethnic or religious affiliations.
The comments of Allegra Pacheco, a peace fellow at the Bunting Institute at Radcliffe, Harvard.